compatible with Orthodox religion, you know, no matter what the religion is. And also something about these translations. Coleman Barks, you know, really made Rumi come alive in our culture. And of course, there are many other wonderful translations of Rumi as well. But Coleman was not translating from the original language. Coleman is a poet and has a realization of what he writes about. You know, he has a Sufi teacher. And it came alive in him, this knowing of this. And Daniel Ladinsky has done the same thing with Hafiz. Daniel also has a Sufi teacher, and I think he's really brought this. What's important here is the aliveness, the feeling that comes through. And I really believe that. So let me share some of that. We have not come here to take prisoners, but to surrender ever more deeply to freedom and joy. We have not come into this exquisite world to hold ourselves hostage from love. Run, my dear, from anything that may not strengthen your precious budding wings. Run like hell, my dear, from anyone likely to put a sharp knife into the tender, sacred vision of your beautiful heart. We have a duty to befriend those aspects of obedience that stand outside of our house and shout to our reason, oh, please, come out and play. For we have not come here to take prisoners or to confine our wondrous spirits, but to experience ever and ever more deeply our divine courage, freedom, and light. So Daniel says that when he, let me find this quote from him, when he translates, or when he works with the poems, there's a couple of things that Hafiz has said that he keeps before him. This is one of them. This is in a new introduction to a reprint of his book, The Subject Tonight is Love. Someone asked Hafiz, what is the sign of someone knowing God? And Hafiz replied, they have dropped the knife. They have dropped the cruel knife most so often use upon their tender self and others. Wow. You know, most of us are familiar with this knife, huh? You know, this knife that we use on ourselves when we forget. We think we've got to be fixed or improved. You know, that we're loved for exactly who we are, as we are. What is the sign of someone knowing God? They have dropped the cruel knife most so often use upon their tender self and others. So at this Buddhist retreat, I talk about God, and that's, yeah. And I watch all the, I understand. I do understand. I mean, I too grew up with some concept of God that, you know, I had to completely throw out. And, you know, I still, you know, find my mind wanting to try to make something of me. You know, we were, you know, probably most of us in this room were raised with some kind of, some child's concept, young person's concept of God. You know, for mine was the picture on the wall, you know, the blonde, blue-eyed, you know, and that was the picture of Jesus, but I just assumed that was God, you know, so that was my picture that got dispelled as a teenager. But young children, babies, young children, they know about God. And just before I went on retreat, I held a two-week-old new baby in my arms. And it was being in the presence of the beloved. No sense of self and other, just presence, just presence. This poem speaks to this. For those of us who struggle with this picture of God, or what is this God? The God who only knows four words. Every child has known God. Not the God of names, not the God of don'ts, not the God who ever does anything weird, but the God who only knows four words and keeps repeating them, saying, come dance with me. Come dance. So here's a little, some instruction. How are we doing? I get really full reading these. I mean, I don't know, it's sort of like, huh, okay. Almost enough already. I got kin. Plant so that your heart will grow. Love so God will think, ah, I got kin in that body. I should start inviting that soul over for coffee and rolls. You see how this guy must have gotten in trouble. Sing, because this is a food our starving world needs. Laugh, because that is the purest sound. To me, Hafiz speaks to what Andrew was talking about yesterday morning. We have a taste of what I think he called transcendence. You know, we have a taste of God. We have an experience of something. And we think that's it, you know? And that's where we want to be. And that's where we want to go. And this is what this is about singing, about laughing, about God saying, I got kin. I better start inviting that person over for coffee and rolls. A little more Hafiz or something else? Yeah, more Hafiz? Okay. I don't need much encouragement, I tell you. I'm very little. And this embodiment of God, this present, living presence of God. I do not want to, it's called today. Today. I do not want to step so quickly over a beautiful line on God's palm as I move through the earth's marketplace today. I do not want to touch any object in this world without my eyes testifying to the truth that everything is my beloved. Something has happened to my understanding of existence that now makes my heart always full of wonder and kindness. I do not want to step so quickly over this sacred place on God's body that is right beneath your own foot as I dance with precious life today. There's a quality of kindness towards ourselves that's very important in this work. A quality of openness and gentleness. It's letting go, dropping, letting go of the knife. We don't need to be fixed. We've really never done anything wrong. I cannot sit still with my countrymen in chains. I cannot act mute, hearing the world's loneliness crying near the beloved's heart. My love for God is such that I could dance with him tonight without you, but I would rather have you here. Is your caravan lost? It is. If you no longer weep from gratitude or happiness, or weep from being cut deep with the awareness of the extraordinary beauty that emanates from the most simple act and common object. My dear, is your caravan lost? It is if you can no longer be kind to yourself and loving to those who must live with the sometimes difficult task of loving you. At least come to know that someone untied your camel last night, for I hear its gentle voice calling for God in the desert. At least come to know that Hafiz will always hold a lantern with galaxies blooming inside, and that I will always guide your soul to the divine warmth and exhilaration of our beloved's tent. This beautiful tent. It's an enormous tent that has room for all of us and room for all of the parts of us, the shame, the darkness, the wantings to be different, the longings, the grief, the despair, the depression, all of this is in our beloved's tent, room for us all. This is a poem about friends and other things. Fear is the cheapest room in the house. I would like to see you living in better conditions. For your mother and my mother were friends. I know the innkeeper in this part of the universe. Get some rest tonight. Come to my verse again tomorrow. We'll go speak to the friend together. I should not make any promises right now, but I know if you pray somewhere in this world, something good will happen. God wants to see more love and playfulness in your eyes, for that is your greatest witness to him. God wants to see more love and playfulness in your eyes, for that is your greatest witness to him. Your soul and my soul once sat together in the beloved's womb, playing footsie. Your heart and my heart are very old friends. I want both of us to start talking about this great love as if you, I, and the sun were all married and living in a tiny room, helping each other to cook, do the wash, weave and sew, care for our beautiful animals. We all leave each morning to labor on the earth's field. No one does not lift a great pack. We all leave each morning to labor on the earth's field. No one does not lift a great pack. I want both of us to start singing like two traveling minstrels about this extraordinary existence we share, as if you, I, and God were all married and living in a tiny room. Someone asked a question of Llewellyn last night about what is it that's wanted to happen. I think that was something about the question, you know, what is this something that wants to happen in the world? And someone today said to me, well, you know, this is all wonderful, but what is it that we leave with, you know? And I have this sense that we're it. This is it. You know, there's not an answer. There's not, well, I had this fellow on the retreat last week who works in business, and he kept talking about, well, the takeaway of this conversation is, we are the takeaway, folks. We're it. This is it. You know? And something is created that our minds can't see. We don't get this stuff with the brain, you know. And it's something that we carry with us, and it's much bigger than we are. And it's the living of this in our lives, moment to moment, day to day. This is it. Well, we can sing a little more and then be quiet. But before we do that, any more questions or comments or something else? Something else you want? Yes.
I found it hard when we were singing Yamali not to get into the fantasy of being the king or queen myself. I found myself parading around feeling pretty kingly and queenly myself.
Yes, yes, my dear.
Is that the
point? Yes.
Oh. I was going to ask for help not to do that.
You're it, my dear. Mm-hmm. Just feel it, if it's true, you know? These are just qualities. These are just aspects, presences, help. Is there a time in your life when you need to be the queen? Is there something that you need to do in your life that needs this quality, that needs this strength and dignity and magnificence and presence? It's yours. If that's what you need. Try it out. Yeah. Is there someone else? No. Perhaps that's what's needed. Someone else? This is lovely woman in the back row that just has been radiating joy and delight. Thank you. All right. Well, we have so much time, so maybe we'll end a little early. We'll see. I'll sing another song. So the I had been going to these Vipassana retreats, these Buddhist meditation retreats. I'd gone to several of them in different centers. And this time, several years ago, I was going to a center I hadn't been to with teachers I hadn't met before. And my experience up until then had been the practice completely in silence of meditation, sitting meditation, walking meditation, meditation instruction, and a Dharma talk in the evening. And the Dharma talk was always about some teaching of the Buddha, you know, something. So I went to this new retreat, this place I hadn't been before, expecting the same, you know, Vipassana retreat, that's what's going to happen. And I had had some, I was very deeply engaged in this particular practice, and I really had some confusion about Sufi practice and Vipassana practice, and what was I doing, and was I making a big mistake? You know, there's a lot that's said about, you know, you stick with a tradition, and you stay with that teaching, and, you know, you don't hop from one thing to another, but my heart really called me to do this practice, and I was really following that and seeing a real benefit in my life, but I was confused. It was very confusing. And halfway through the first day of the meditation, one of the meditation periods, it's almost over, and all of a sudden I hear just this, just what you're hearing now, and this song being sung by the leader of the retreat. It's a Sufi song. The words are, "All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. Ishq Allah Mabud Lila. Ishq Allah Mabud Lila. God is love, the lover and the beloved." So thus began a new chapter of my life when I heard this song. "All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. Ishkala Mabu. Loving you. Ishkala Mabud Laila. Ishkala Mabud Laila. Ishkala Mabud Laila. Ishkala Mabud Laila. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. Ishkala Mabud Laila, Ishkala Mabud Laila. is forever to remember me as loving you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. So let's just sit quietly for a few minutes together as friends. I'd like to end with another prayer from Hasranai Khan. So once again, if you can reach out and find a hand. This is the prayer that we say at the end of our meetings. Again, if you know it, you know, join in, and if not, just relax. Feel the words. O thou who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, Lord of heaven and of earth, open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly comes from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit and unite us all in thy perfect being. Amen. So thank you all for the opportunity to be together. And please, anything that you catch, it's yours. No? Anything that, you know, doesn't fit, didn't ring right, you know, my apologies, you can let it go. No? So you can go or stay. Thank you.